This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome back to This Day in Sports History. It's January 25th, and on this day in 1924, it was the opening day of the very first Winter Olympic Games. It was held in Chamonix, France, at the base of Mont Blanc, from the 25th through February 5th, 16 countries, including the United States, were represented, with Germany banned from competing due to their role in World War I. Now, several winter sports had actually been included in previous summer Olympic Games. Figure skating was part of the 1908 London Games, and ice hockey had been played in Antwerp during the Summer Olympics in 1920. But, you know, for obvious reasons, sports needing frozen surfaces weren't always conducive for warmer climates. So it was deemed that winter sports needed its own spectacle, and in 1924, it was the first winter sport-specific Olympics. There were five sports represented, with some of those subdivided into different disciplines. There was ice hockey, four-man bobsleigh, curling, skating, and skiing. Skating included figure and speed skating disciplines, and skiing was split up into cross-country skiing, ski jumping, Nordic combined, which combined cross-country skiing and ski jumping, and an event called Military Patrol, which was a four-man team event that has similarities to modern biathlon now, with cross-country skiing and shooting combined in one event. All of the events were held outside, with ice hockey, speed skating, and figure skating sharing the same outdoor ice rink. A few interesting competitors: an 11-year-old Sonia Henney competed in the 8-woman field, finishing 8th, but she was far from discouraged. She would come back in the 1928 Olympics and win gold, and follow that up in 1932 and 36 with 2 more gold medals. The American hockey team featured Taffy Abel, who was a Native American from the Ojibwe from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. He helped the U.S. win silver and was the flag bearer for the 24-person Olympic squad from the States. He would go on to become the first Native American to play in the NHL in 1926 with the New York Rangers and play on a couple of Stanley Cup winners. Norway collected the most medals, walking away with a total of 17, including 4 golds. The U.S. won 4 total medals, with one of those being gold. However, the gold medal was won by speed skater Charles Jutraw on the first day of competition, making him the first ever gold medal winner of the Winter Olympics. Also on this day, in 1960, Wilt Chamberlain set an NBA rookie record by scoring 58 points in a game. He actually did it twice that year. This was the first of the two. And in 1939, boxer Joe Louis knocked out John Henry Louis in the first round of a bout fought in Madison Square Garden. The two were friends, and this fight was more of a favor to John Henry, who was nearly blind in one eye, and the sight in the other wasn't great. Joe wanted to give John Henry one decent payday before he retired, which he did after this fight. That's it for today. When you have a moment, rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.